بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. We continue with the discussion of the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wali. That is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a helper, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a guardian. Allah ta'ala keeps guard over us. How many times we say we almost missed the accident? We almost missed this. The child missed to fall, or almost fell down. Allah ta'ala saved him. So here Allah ta'ala's name was Ghalib, Allah ta'ala's quality was Ghalib, and dominating at that moment, Allah ta'ala guarded him. Why Allah ta'ala guarded? Sometime because we made salam before we left home. We made salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the people of the house, they returned the salam also. Salam is just a wazifa or a ritual. It's a dua, powerful dua. Where they reply to you, wa alaykumus salam. May salam be upon you also. Salam means safety, security, peace. Together with that, salam is also the quality and the attribute of Allah. May Allah be with you, the giver of salam. So almost this happened, almost that happened. That is why we say salam, learn to make salam properly. Only salam comes right. When Mazhar Sahib, the son of Honorable Dada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned one country he went to, and there was a terrible disease that broke out. When we hear about the animals, the mountain, foot and mouth disease. There was a mouth disease. Many people were affected. Gums, their teeth, etc. were affected. And they couldn't find a cure for it. So they came to Ali Mazhar Sahib, he was in that country. He said, make salam common. Afshu salam. Make salam very common. Make salam common. What will happen? It will activate Allah Ta'ala's quality of salam and also of wali. Allah will be your guardian and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you with safety and peace also. So simple. No medication we need. And here our Honorable Sheikh Abdul Hamid Sahib says, when the doctor gives a prescription, like a wahi it is now. Doctor gave the prescription, put it top pocket, near the heart, mustn't forget. In the old days, as they would say, old days person has sore throat. Then he go to the doctor, then he prescribed TCP. Brother knows TCP, before it was with the throat, you should gargle with it. So a person buys TCP, or no name brand one also, and before he leaves home in the morning, the wife will remind him, you gargle, you sure you took it, you gargle, you did this. So much yaqeen in it. So much yaqeen in it. But in the salam, there's no yaqeen. Hi, bye, welcome, thank you. Yes, the shari'i words or the sunnat words, so much barakat in it. But you thank the person, Jazakallahu khayran. Hadith Sharif says, somebody did good to you, and you want to repay him. He's done good to you, no matter how much good he's done to you, and you want to pay him fully or more than that, just tell him, Jazakallah khayran. Is enough. Is more than a million, or they say, thanks a million. Is more than a, thanks a million also. Jazakallahu khayran. You did me a good, may Allah reward you with the best. How Allah will give you the best? What is the best? May yuridillahu bi khayran yufaqihu fi ddeen. What is the best? When Allah Ta'ala intends the best for someone, Allah Ta'ala gives him understanding of deen. May Allah give you the best understanding of deen, and with deen everything else will come. So Mali Mazhar Sahib told them, start making salam, afshu salam. Make salam common. Make salam common, a proper salam. Today we know, even when you're sending messages to salams, S-L-M-Z, salams. Even the salam also wasn't spared of our slangs. So that too, we made in some short form abbreviation. Even sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah protect, don't ever put the S-A-W. Don't make it. It's a very sore thing to write also. Cuts the heart, S-A-W. Put the alayhi salatu wa salam. Who have it saved on your prediction, text, whatever it may be. The beautiful name of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Don't say S-E-W. That for sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that also you get a reward for it. And different riwayat I mentioned, as long as that writing of yours will remain, you will continue getting the reward of the salat and salam also. Once you utter it, it's done. What you're writing, that will remain. The reward will be there for you until it remains there. So when Moses have told, they make salam common. So as he started making salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, leaving the house, entering the house, Hazrat says to the extent also, you come in the house, you make one salam. Not too loudly, the people are sleeping that you disturb them. Those that are awake, they can hear you. Then when you meet them in the home, then again salam. to the extent, Hazrat will tell us also, now you met the wife again in the kitchen, make salam again. In the bedroom again, salam. Why not? I'm making dua for you. She might think, now you want something, so much salam you're making. You know, make it common. Make salam common. The house should be common. So in the house should be more common when we're leaving, when we're entering. To the extent it's mentioned in the riwayat also. The two brothers are walking, two friends are walking together. And they get separated by a tree. And they get back together, then make salam again. Now, father jumping in the car, son jumping in the car, they said, make salam again. Hazrat says, your throat won't get dry also, after carrying some water, although we're carrying the water. But make the salam common. They just started making salam only. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah, the giver of peace and security and good health, may Allah Himself be with you. And the rahmat of Allah, and the barakat of Allah, within no short period of time, Allah cleared the disease. And all the doctors were taken aback. What happened? Where the ilaj came from? It's all in Sharia. Make salam. Make salam common. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a wali, Allah ta'ala is a guardian. How Allah ta'ala will save, Allah ta'ala will protect. As we mentioned last week, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says when He comes to His friends, huwa waliyuhum. Allah ta'ala is a friend. Lahum darus salam. For those that are friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is darus salam. Assalamu alaikum. Lahum darus salam. The abode of peace. Darus salam is the abode of peace, referring to Jannah. Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah gives da'wat. Allah also is a da'i. Allah gives da'wat, invites you, then come to Darus Salam. And Allah says, for them, those that accept the da'wat, become the friend of Allah, for them will be Darus Salam. Allah Ta'ala will give them salamati and peace and a home of sukoon in this world. And when Allah will give them, then Allah Ma'lusi Rahimullah says that enjoy Jannatun fi dunya bi hudur al Mawla. That they live in this world in the consciousness of their guardian, their Mawla, the Savior, the one that takes care of, they be conscious of this. When a person becomes conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he becomes a real human. He's conscious of the makhluq of Allah. He doesn't hurt the makhluq, the family of khalqu iyadullah. That the entire creation are their family, literal meaning, dependence upon Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now he takes care of them because he belong to Allah. He makes shukr to them because he belong to Allah. Person who cannot make shukr to the makhluq will never thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make the makhluq happy, thank them, the wife, the children, parents, whatever they're doing for us, we thank them. So Allah Ta'ala becomes happy. So لَهُمْ دَارُ السَّلَامِ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says for them will be دَارُ السَّلَامِ جَنَّةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِحُضُورِ الْمَوْلَى. Person will live in the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is conscious of Allah, Allah Naziri, Allah Sami'i, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present, Allah is looking at me, Allah knows what I am doing, Allah's camera is upon my camera. Now we have camera, the cars you put reverse, the whole car is showing top view, side view, back view. See what a car this is. Allah Ta'ala has a complete view of ours. Internally, externally. Allah knows what is happening. Complete control Allah Ta'ala has. So Allah Ta'ala will give us a consciousness. And in the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll enjoy our lives. We'll enjoy our lives. One is the person will get Jannat in Akhirat. That's udhar. That's credit. By having the consciousness of the creator of Jannah, subhanAllah, Sakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, when it comes to our worldly delicacies, how we enjoy it. How we enjoy it, our cold day. Person after majlis will have some hot chocolate, have some cappuccino. Tea we will have now without sugar. But the cappuccino must have sugar in there. That hot chocolate must have sugar in there. Then only it's got the flavor to it. Then also the dippers also. There also must be chocolate in there. Must be sugar in there. So the sugar makes everything delicious. We enjoy it. So the Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, sugar is such a thing that it spices up your life. You enjoy it. It's sweet. He says, imagine making the effort to get the crate of sugar in your heart. Your whole life will become sweet. The wife will become sweet. Whatever she does for you will become sweet. And what an effort they make in the house. Just to highlight, sometimes we forget muzakara for myself also, how we take them for granted in the homes, our wives, our mothers, etc. Alhamdulillah, we all are dressed right now. Kurtas are nice and neat. Topis are washed also. Smelling nice. Socks. Everything dressed. Head, from the head to the toe. Alhamdulillah. But the whole operation behind the scenes. One is Allah Ta'ala is supreme guardian. They are guardians of our homes. They're taking care of our homes. How they're doing it also. One is now, we get the marifat of Allah. But they say, also, understand the makhluk around you also. That how much effort they are making to take care of us. To also acknowledge that. Then Allah will open the heart then Allah will open the ma'rifat upon our hearts. Just to understand, my dear brothers, we made the muzakara before also. Just to get the one kurta on the hanger. There's a whole system behind the scenes. The only thing, myself, most of us do, we take out the kurta, we just dump it. Whether in the room, whether in the laundry basket, we just leave it there. After that, not my concern. What's going to happen, where it's going to go, is a whole line now, till he comes back onto the hanger. Is a housewife or the helper. Even she might have 3-4 helpers. But then she's still going to help them. She's still going to think for them. She's going to tell them now. Right? Today is whites or non-whites, children's clothing, his clothing. And she knows how many kurtas he got left also. Just now he won't have a kurta left for the weekend. And that kurta is a Saturday kurta. It won't be ready. It's going to be a problem after that. He doesn't care how it comes there. It must come there. Friday kurta, Jumma kurta, whatever it is. She's got it marked already. She's got it marked. And I don't worry. It must come there. How it comes there, not my concern. But it must come there. But it's the whole thinking behind it, the whole process. From the laundry basket. Now, for everything to be sifted. We know how it's done also. Sometimes, Allah forgive us, we don't make it easy for them. We throw one socks here, one socks over there. She must go looking for it. Where is the socks? You couldn't put the socks together. That's why they tell us in Zamuddin used to go, say, Saman or Iman, Saman or Iman, Iman ki hifazat karna. Look after your Saman, your goods, and your Iman. If you can't look after your Saman, your goods, how you look after your Iman, you can't see. We have to be able to look at the things that you have, look after it. If you can look after your things, then I can look after your Iman. Can't find his hanky now, he's shouting. Don't know, you didn't bring the hanky. So, no, I put the hanky there. Hanky is not there, it's in your jacket pocket. You forgot the hanky in your jacket pocket. And you say, no, you put it in the basket. You didn't put it in there. She knows how many hankies you have, how many this you have, how many that you have. Now to sift everything out, then to put it into the washing machine. Said magic is going to happen. They also now, the temperature, what kind of wash, how many minutes, and the detergents to go in there. If you ask me to put detergent, I don't know where to put it in the first place. What detergent to put in there? What kind, what goes in there? We just don't want capsule. The most we know now is surf powder, Omo and surf. That's what we grew up with. Omo, surf, Colgate. Those are the main names. That was the name for everything that comes in the tube, is Colgate. And everything comes in a box that looks like surf is surf. That's it. But now it's different things now that they're putting in there. And the stains also, how to take out the stain. How to take out the stain, we only know madrasa style. Put the green soap. And carry on, just rubbing it, and then take somebody's towel and wipe it till it's dry. The stain is out now, no problem. But they got a tariqah to do it. They got so many things there in the cupboard just to get your kurta sparkling white. He wants it white. How it comes white, not my concern also. And the whole thing is washed, and you must understand, my dear brothers, they already got a concern whether we're doing it tonight, because it's for the weather tomorrow. Tomorrow will be raining. We're not concerned about the weather tomorrow also. They make in dua, ya Allah, because so much of washing, tomorrow will be a sunny day at least. What time the maid is going to come in, then to open the door for her, then to make sure she'll empty the washing machine, then to hang the clothes. That too, they got a specific way how to hang it. Tell us to hang the clothes, Allah Jani, how will hang the clothes? Upside down everything. But they know how to do it. The pants, how they know. The undergarments also, the kurta, how must be hanged. All of that, they got a way how to do it. Where the sun will be hitting, we don't know where the sun is going to hit in the yard also. But they know all of that. Then to get the ironing done also. Because he wants the kurta, the ironing, the socks, everything. Finally the whole thing comes, not just into the cupboard also. He's now there in the laundry room. From there must be transferred now. Transferred into the bedroom. And now to sift it out. Boy's kurta, adult's kurta, his kurta, her this, children's socks. The 4 sons, all different socks. Now she knows this, his socks. Oh, they put some mark over there, some cotton over there. Tell us to do one day of that, we're already tired thinking about it. Ya Allah, I better sit in the shop. But the whole thing is done and for years. And with all of that, my dear brothers, then to the cooking is taking place. Then to the cooking is taking place. The washing, the ironing, the cleaning of the house, and also the cooking is taking place. And you can't say, Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah Pak reward you. For all of this you're handling. The entire house. Hazrat told us also one time that one husband used to come home every day and ask the wife. She said, every day she's tired. What are you doing whole day? What are you doing whole day? To him, I'm working the whole day. What are you doing the whole day? So one day he came home, entered the house, nobody there to greet, reply to his salam. The shoes are strewn all over the house, went into the kitchen, nothing on the stove, stove is off. And when you go home and the kitchen lights are off, you say, Ya Allah, what happened now? Nothing cooking today. So nothing was cooking. All the pots and pans are all just left. No washing of the pots and pans also. He said, what happened today? Then he goes into the children's room. See, the beds are not made. The clothes are all over the room. Say, what happened here? Goes into his bedroom. She's sleeping. You say, what's happening today? Say, exactly what you say every day. You say every day, what I'm doing? You're doing nothing. So today I did nothing. So you saw what happened. Today I did nothing. So you saw what happened. Every day I'm doing something. That's how you can come into a clean house. And you're getting food. And you're getting clothing. And everything else, alhamdulillah, everything's taken care of. So she's just the guardian of the house only. Allah is the guardian of the universe. Allah is taking care of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I'll give you a jannati life. How it will happen? بحضور المولى. Now I'll see all these things. How everything happening behind the scenes. To say jazakallah khairan. She thanks the husband also. May Allah reward you. All the detergents, with your money it was purchased. The food also, with your money was purchased. The domestic that is working, alhamdulillah, we got two, we got three, we got one. Every month you're taking care of it. So there's du'as in the house also. The salam, the du'a, the shukriya. So Allah Ta'ala will give them a jannati hum bi hudhuril mawla. And wa jannatun fil akhirah bi riqa'il mawla. A jannat, finally when he will go, that will be enjoyment of meeting Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That will be the enjoyment and the peak when we'll see the jalli and the jalal and the jamal of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala say, lam daru salami inda rabbihim. For them will be daru salam by their Rabb. عِنْدَ رَبِّي means by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which shows that how close Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will be to His friends. Allah Ta'ala will keep them very close to Him because they wanted the friendship of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَهُوَ وَلِيُّهُمْ. And Allah Ta'ala says that we were their friends. We were their wali and also akhirat. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah says in dunya we were your awliya and your guardians and helpers. In akhirat also we will be there for you. Because of the good a'mal. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to increase our good a'mal all the time. To guard our a'mal, our iman, our taqwa. That is increased all the time. Now in holiday season, we can see what is happening. How the iman of the people just drop all of a sudden. The a'mal also. One very concerning thing, my dear brothers, one very, very concerning thing, is now we know what is happening in the world. And one concerning thing is when the ummah comes on to open sins, open gunas. Open sins, open gunas. One is a person doing guna, a sin, privately within his home. It's only about himself. That he'll be answerable to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He makes tawbah, makes istighfar, Allah will forgive him. One is to facilitate the guna and the sin. And calling people towards the guna and the sin. Inviting them, open guna, open sin. And it's happening nearly every weekend, every week, now with a certain football matches taking place. Now people want to call everyone for viewing now. We're facilitating the big screen. There'll be meals served. And there's no outside food. Come with families galore. Come and view the main match, etc. Calling people toward open sin. That is why ulama was saying, when we heard June 30, everybody went quiet. June 30 is coming. All went to amal. And Allah Ta'ala showed. Little bit the ummah behaved, so to say. Came out to amal. Nothing happened. Allah shukr. Now the ummah forgot already. Now because some football match is taking place or some weekend, some pop-up here, pop-up there and everything else, now we're facilitating the sins with this intermingling. Young girls, families coming together, open guna and sins. Facilitating it. Sometimes our restaurants, our people, facilitating now. And how many times we ask the owners, sometimes we know them. What kind of clientele you have? Say, Mufti Sahib, we can't even tell you. He came with number two or number three. Not the car. Not the second or third car, you came number two, number three. So when he got married, no, not married. Lunchtime. Lunchtime, came for lunch. Shukr is having lunch day in the restaurant, Allah Shukr. So he says, coming, open sins, facilitating it. Where the mu'min shouldn't be able to tolerate it, but you can't come with this woman away. It's haram. I can't entertain you. I won't give you a meal. How can I feed you when you're doing something haram in my own store? But the ummah, the iman is gone so weak. That is why ulama say the fear right now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hadith is clear for zala amal. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam entered the house of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he looked very perturbed. He made wudu. He left the room, entered the masjid. So she saw there was some urgency in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So she put her ear to the wall of the masjid to hear what he's going to say, alayhi salatu wasalam. Ascending the member, called the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he told them, continue commanding the good, forbidding the evil. Continue commanding the good and forbidding the evil. Whereas the time will come and Allah will appoint upon you such leaders who have no mercy upon your young and your old. They have no mercy upon you. And your du'as will be rejected, not be accepted. We take it light. Kullukum ra'in. Every single father is a guardian over his home. He is a shepherd. The mother is a guardian. He is a guardian over the family. She is a guardian over the home. And Imam is a guardian also. Imam Sahib also has the madar responsibility. Is my locality. Every home is my home. Every child is my child. Every believer in my locality is my concern. We can't say to the Imam Alim, not your concern, don't worry about us. It is my concern. If tomorrow your house is going to burn down, then the Imam is going to come also. When he comes to Janazah, the Imam is going to be there. So now if your house is on fire, definitely we have to put it off. Something we have to do. How to give the da'wat, how to command the good, how to forbid the evil. Now we are afraid. Sometimes we see in our locality a certain person's son or daughter in the wrong place. We turn a blind eye, not my concern. It is your concern. It's also your child to inform the father. We are afraid what will happen. Be afraid of Allah. Jalla Jalal, Allah says, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you don't command the good, forbid the evil, then this will happen. And we see how it's happening right now. We are afraid now. Elections is going to come. Who's going to rule over us? But this part of the country, whether it's Cape Town, that part of the country, where the Zionists are coming in. Now, it's not our politics. It's about our own politics. But I'm commanding the good, forbidding the evil. We'll do the right things. Allah will appoint. We'll appoint now premiers and counselors, everything to take care of our needs. But within our own localities, we're seeing the haram taking place. We're just turning, we just say, shame, shame, inna lillah, inna lillah, that's all. And nothing we can do. But I know this is my cousin, his shop, facilitating all the haram, these young girls, young boys, meeting up. But I have no pain in my heart. There's nothing happening in my heart. Once we ask Hazrat Imam Al-Hamid Sahib also, when we see these things, Hazrat, how come the heart doesn't feel the pain? You can see haram taking place. One reply, Iman ki kamzori. Iman has gone so low, we don't feel the pain of Allah's command being broken right now. Allah's command being broken right now. Something breaks in my house, what a tantrum I throw. How angry I get. Something happens in the shop, how angry I get. The worker left just one plier somewhere. Oh, how I come down, I'll cut your salary, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. But here now, we're breaking the command of Allah, or people are breaking the command of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and no pain. That's why a community, a society has to be built upon taqwa. Where we can see these things happening openly. Now with the World Cup taking place, where we see the adverts going around, that bring their families and come, there'll be meals, there'll be this, there'll be pop-up stores here, and this paddle over there, and we can see the intermingling. But not my business, it is my concern, it is my business. Not that I'm holy than thou, I'm also weak. But, as Aisha asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that if there's pious people amongst the locality, and there's sinners also, but there are pious people also, then will Allah's azab come upon them? So Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِذَا كَثْرَ الْخَبَثِ. When the evil increases, then even the pious people will be included in azab. They also be included in azab. On the day of Qiyamah, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ. On the day of Qiyamah, then the mujrimun and the sinners will be separated from the good people. But the azab will come for all. وَاتَّقُوا فِنَّةَ اللَّهَ تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاصَّةِ. It won't afflict khas only certain sinners. It will afflict everyone. Now June 30 when Ummah is now relaxed, now back to open sins, taking their family and flaunting them everywhere. With no fear. Yes, if we have to go out, Allah forgive, we got the habit of going out, whatever, nothing haram. Make it Sharia compliant. We have to eat out, we have the habit, we are doing it, we've got young daughters, we've got son-in-laws, all mixing together, eating together, looking at one another. The father is smiling, mother is happy also. The haram is taking place in front of me. Command of Allah is being broken right now, and I'm happy and I'm eating the food of Allah, the rosy of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to go anywhere, my dear brothers. And right now, Masurat will think, now, we can't go anywhere, we can't eat anywhere, life is becoming boring, we can't do it overnight. But the most we can do, we're all learning shortcuts and hacks and whatever they call it now. We'll eat out, no problem. We'll eat out, sit in the car. We have to spend a little extra money, put dark tint on the car, no problem. My daughter not wearing parada, wife not wearing parada, daughter not wearing scarf also, but I'll keep them within. I have the means, alhamdulillah, buy a bigger vehicle, or the vehicle I have with some dark tint, we can sit in the car together and eat, no problem. Take out the parada, or no parada, no scarf also. But at least if you're still going out, how can it be, my dear brothers, that my daughter leaves the home unclothed? Remember, in the eyes of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, there's no parda, no hijab, or the hair is open, whatever it may be, is not that there's half sin or less sin. It's a full guna. The woman has left the home unclothed. The awra and the satr is showing. The satr is showing. Her satr is open to the men right now. The satr is open to the men right now because we become so accustomed to Western culture. So we don't feel it a guna sin anymore. That they're coming out with open hair, or the hair is just showing some fashion, some style. It's haram, it's haram. We can't change the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We have to understand it. One dangerous level is when we try to make haram into halal, or just make it light. We make takhfif of it, istighfaf. We regard it to be something, nothing serious. Sometimes the ladies say, not serious, nothing. Don't become too heavy. Those statements also, very dangerous. Just to make a statement, you got to accept it. Ya Allah, we are weak. That's the right thing, we are doing the wrong thing. Then Allah will give tawfiq. So whether it's within our homes that is taking place, we are facilitating open sins. This is very dangerous. When sins will become widespread, then we can't blame anyone. We can't blame some Zionist or some DA or some minister of education or that minister or this one. We've got to blame ourselves. We appoint our own rulers. Our a'mal are our rulers. The a'mal we will do will determine who will rule over us. Whether they want to close us down, whether they want to let us go, how they want to do it, then we're going to live in fear after that. So we can, that's why I ask ulama ikram, my home is a certain way, how do I change it now? How do I change? I can't convince my wife. As a man in the home, what do I do? How do I change things slowly, slowly, slowly? And وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ, the person who makes inabah to Allah, a little bit turns to Allah, little bit he turns to Allah, Allah says, I'll give him hidayat. I'll open the way for him. Just make the niyat and take one, two steps only. Now, for the young boy sometime in the home, he says, Manana, I try on my own, I come in parda, cousins are coming, then they say, I'm acting funny. Mother shouts me also, what I must do, I'm a young boy, I live with them, father getting angry also, so should I do now? Now they all come, you all eat together. So, at least they make mashwara. First thing is asking, what do I do? Allah already is happy. You got some consum, some fikr, alhamdulillah. So what do you say? You start making parda. As a young boy, 16, 17, 18, you start making parda. Doesn't mean now go buy one niqab. You put your eyes down. You put your eyes down. You have to eat now. Eat in 5, 10 minutes and I'm finished. Put your face down. You eat with a smile on your face. You're not rude to anybody. Alhamdulillah. And you leave after that. You leave after that some work, got some kitab to read, or wait for namaz, etc. So you kept your iman. You don't have any authority right now to enforce anything. But you're doing the right thing. Just take one spark in every home. One home takes one spark to light it, and Allah Ta'ala will spread the noor in the house thereafter. So all these things are happening, my dear brothers, where this World Cup thing is happening. Now Saturday nights, you know, the AstroTurf, or the paddle, and the intermingling, and the mixing, etc. We should be concerned as a community. Whether we make some group, whether we have some fikr, we should go to this outlet, speak to the owners, where you can see what's happening. It's haram this. It's not permissible. At least make some cubicles at least. Make some cubicles where at least there's some parda at least. You can't allow girlfriend, boyfriend to come here. It's not permissible. We're serving halal food, but haram taking place. Where there's barkat in your outlet right now? Putting Yasin Sharif, some qari reading, doesn't make it halal, doesn't make it permissible. But these are concerns, my dear brothers, when gunas become am and become open. Sheikh Sabuni rahimahullah, when he came years ago to South Africa, one of our great ulama of the time, Mufassir of Quran Sharif, where his kitab also are taught in Abu Darulum. He was originally a Shami Syrian alim, moved to Medina to Munawwar, staying in Saudi Arabia. So that time when he came, he gave a bayan in Masjid al-Hilal. And he warned us that time, when Bashar just took over. And the question he posed why did this happen? Why did, and we know what crimes were perpetrated to the people of Sham. Ya Allah, unimaginable. Just thrown in pits, burnt alive, shot like no value to human life. They say, why? What happened? And how come you started now with the ulama first? Why he started with ulama first? What was it? This Sheikh Sabuni was a man of Quran, of tafsir and sirat al-tariq. He understood, he wrote a kitab on the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole incidents. So he knew the lessons behind it, the stages, the marahil, where nation will come, that finally now they have made Allah Ta'ala's azab halal for them. He knew it. And he was very, very vocal that night. He said, why this happened? He says, around the masajid, the fitnas increased. Around the masajid, the fitnas increased. The women came out, flaunting their beauty, violating the commands of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, open hair, with makeup, dressed to attract the opposite gender. They were dressed but undressed. And the way they would walk also, in the marketplaces, kahwa shop, hookah this, kahwa that, men just relaxing, ladies going through, shopping, the markets in the Arab countries, usually around the masajid they have these markets. The Jami Masjid of Damascus, all this was happening. And at one time when Qari Basis Qirat was playing, now it became Arab music was playing. Arab music, it slowly goes in the direction, my dear brothers. From anashid with sounds, and slowly it becomes musical instruments. And then you'll find one, alim saying, no, permissible. I follow that alim. He's cool. He's cool. But doesn't understand, I'm hot now, he's going to get. Fire Jahannam is not so cool. But make it halal. For 1440 odd years, photography was haram. Video was haram. Music was haram. Drinking was haram. Now the name changed. Name changed. And it became halal, became halal, became halal. You see, all this was happening. And the ulama were sitting in the halaqat, sitting in the masajid, having their majalis, having their durus, having their sabaks. Not concerned what's happening outside. Didn't blink an eye also. Families came, Arab families. Then the weddings became even more extravagant. Then the wedding dresses became Christian style, walking down the aisle. Father holding the daughter's hand, bridesmaids. Then music is playing. They're like one disco after that. Nobody said anything. Nobody said anything. And the intermingling and the mixing. Allah's anger was erupting. Wasn't Bashar. Allah's anger was erupting. See, those of deen said, no, we are okay. We are okay. Ulama got happy with the majalis. Murids were coming, students were coming, we teaching. They didn't blink an eye, not a frown on their forehead. Now the frown, Allah doesn't like, and open sins are taking place, and da'wah is given to open sin. He says that was the reason why Allah Ta'ala turned everything around. Allah gives respite. Allah gives respite. Allah gives the wealth also. Allah gives the wealth. Allah gives the talent also. Then the ummah goes into now using the rosy of Allah to break the command of Allah. Then Allah's anger erupts after that. Now he thinks, I've got so much of money, I'm safe against Allah. I can handle it. I can handle it. Then Hazrat Hakim Sahib will say, Rahimahullah, don't dare Allah. Don't dare Allah. Don't challenge him. Don't dare Allah. That Allah can't do anything to me. It won't happen. He says, they just sat there and finally Allah Ta'ala changed the whole hukumat and government. And overnight, the same ulama ikram were picked up. Some had to flee and run for their lives. Some were imprisoned 20 years, 25 years. Ya Allah, what happened? Then the ummah came on to Tawbah. After 15, 20 years, finally Allah Ta'ala turned the tables for them. The level of the iman, Tawbah increased. Atrocities. Man says at one time, six daughters, welfare organizations went there to do relief work in the camps in Syria. The man had six daughters. Had a flourishing business, palatial home, comfortable in his home. He said, one time the wife would send me a message, bring some rolls, bring some buns tonight. So we say, six in the family, six daughters, mother, father, eight. So in our mind, how much we need? Maybe 12, one dozen, one and a half dozen. So the wife would say, just buy 2.5 dozen. But tomorrow we give them for madrasa, for school, for lunch, etc. So we buy 2-3 dozen. Have extra, they will have for breakfast also. So he's telling that alim that came, he says, that's how our life was. We didn't even count what we banged. He says, now we're standing in a line. And each one of us collecting one roll. We only can get one roll at a time. And my daughter's looking at my face, Abba, that time you would buy, we never counted how many rolls you bought. Now we're entitled only to one roll. Suffice upon it. Suffice upon it for the day. So now I'm making a tawbah istighfar. That time I never appreciated, I never worried. I thought I was safe against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this time has come now to my dear brothers, where we should be very, very worried right now. Where we see openly we're getting messages. We're getting da'wats also. We know there will be intermingling. It's haram. What do you say? What people would say? What would Allah say? Logo kya kahenge? What will the people say? What will Allah say to? So whether he's all is viewing, one is a person doing it privately in his home, that's his guna. Now calling the whole family, let's watch the match. Now got the big screen in the shop, let's call everybody, open da'wat, sales will pick up, not sales will pick up, destroying the barakat and becoming a source of zahar al-fasad, where mischief and sin becomes apparent on the earth. And our hands are playing at it, is involved in it. Allah becomes very upset after that. It happened in Syria. Allah said this was the reason. Extravagance and open sin. Extravagance and open sin. The Ummah thought now we are safe against Allah's command, Allah's azab, nothing can touch us. How it happened? It didn't happen from under, from the top. Allah changed the leaders. Allah changed life. Now we all are concerned. Who's going to come into parliament? Who's going to have extra seats? Well, that one's going to come out. This is going to come in. All messages we can send on the whatever media platforms we have right now is going to do our amal. So now is the time for us to be very careful, my dear brothers, when it comes to these things taking place. When it comes to weekends also. Fathers are not concerned where the daughters are going, where the sons are going, who are they mixing with. If you know, everything is fine. Sometimes I get amazed also. That, oh dear father, when you were a young boy also, and you told your father everything is fine, how fine it was. Father trusted you. So you think your son is more pious than you. Maybe inshallah, we hope so. But we know. Behind the scenes now, what father thought, where we were, what we were doing, etc. And he thought everything was above board, but we know what you are up to. And all of a sudden now, my son can't be. My son, my father said the same thing also, but it was me. I was the one. And now my son can't be. Where's the mentality? Where's the intelligence? Allah knows best. And then when he comes to us, how to tell the father? First he's going to fight, then the mother is going to come also to the madrasa. Then we got double problem now. My son. But it is him. He's the culprit behind it. But can't accept it. So when the open sin is taking place, is something that we have to do. If you know these people, we got the phone numbers, phone and advise them. At least advise them. At least our names will be written that we commanded the good. The nice, nice way, nice manner, amicably, send them a message by Allah gives halal rozi, we've got the means. Why sponsoring this thing? Why the haram thing? Put it in the correct avenue. Spend it in the correct avenue. And now there's so many avenues to spend correctly, my dear brothers. This afternoon we're making mudakara also, or spending in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But you also, we fall very short spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we send on the groups also, if some masjid wants collection, or that masjid, a certain place, etc. But my mind also, what we think, I don't have so many thousands lying around to sponsor this madrasa or this masjid or to contribute over here, over there. Ulama say, Allah doesn't look at the quantity, how much you gave, what heart you gave it with. Person gave 1 million rand because he's got 10 million. And you got 1,000 rand and you gave 10 rand, your reward is same. Your reward is same by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And to the extent ulama say, so Allah give us tawfiq. Whatever comes sometimes, this masjid or renovation is taking place, that masjid there, that masjid needs this, that masjid needs that. Even we can put a 50 ram also. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا It's a good mujahada now. Now I must take the banking details. Alright. Then I've got to see this screen, that screen, and put one on number now. I don't have time for all this. It's mujahada. Allah says, apply yourself. It's also an avenue. It's a mujahada. You say, why doesn't it have a QR code there? Just scan the thing and pay the thing, finish. Now I must load this thing, recipient, or once off. Put it as a recipient. Put it as a recipient, inshallah, Qiyamah's day, you can take it out, head recipient to my. Ya Allah, I gave over here also. Here's the proof for it. I got the bank statement, alhamdulillah, hisab kitab. So put it there. Little mujahada, take out that time, sit down. Right? This masjid now doing renovation, that masjid doing parking lot, that one needs bricks, they need carpet, then some water, they're giving somewhere. So even I can put a 20 rand or a 50 rand or a 10 rand also, but don't get left out. Why, my dear brothers? Look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the most kind, most generous. They say if you give 10 rand, for example, to the masjid, 10 rand, I took the difficulty of putting the recipient. Maybe my charges is more than a 10 rand from the bank also. But I'll give the 10 rand. If I don't give it there, Hazrat says, if I don't give it there, the 10 rand will go somewhere else. It will go somewhere else. Give it there. It's coming in the heart. Get it done and finish. Do it. There's 5 massages collecting right now. I got 50 rand. I put 50 rand. 10 rand. What's the barakah of that? Subhanallah. Allah is so kind. Allah is so kind. We think now, Allah forgive us. We all think the same. Now in masjid, in a certain area, very affluent. Now they send out a message. They're doing collection. So Allah forgive us. So we'll think, that area, Ilani man's area. That. They don't need our money. They can handle it on their own. So we think like that, why must put there? You put one Bichara place now. We're waiting for the Bichara place. Come a Bichara or two, look for a Bichara masjid. Why give it there also 110 rand? Why are you looking at their wealth? It's about my akhirat. So whether now it's a fluent area or some other area, Allah's system. I put 10 rand into that account. To Allah, is that 10 rand? 10 rand, whether you can buy 2 bricks? I might think now 10 rand may be 2 bricks. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a share. Remember, I'm putting 10 rand into the account. For what? For bricks. Allah ta'ala gives you 10 rand share in every brick. For the entire masjid. But his niyat was what? Hell, I'm contributing to the bricks of the masjid. If I had the full amount, I would have given all the bricks. But yeah, I can afford 10 rand. Allah said 10 rand in every brick. Now you walk into that masjid, ya Allah. You give tawfiq, I contributed in the masjid. Your namaz is different now. It's my masjid. I contributed to the masjid. So Allah, give tawfiq. There's so many avenues that we can go and do good things. Where the money is going into, the extravagance, and going out, and into haram avenues, etc. So there are places now where we can promote this right now. Instead of going, watching something, by all the time and the money, we can invest it now in avenues we will see in the qabr, we see in the akhirat, we see. Tell our young daughters also, call them at home, you got savings, give them a habit from now. You got savings right now, you give 10 rand, as a family you contributed 50 rand, 100 rand to that masjid there, to that madrasa there, to that work over there, alhamdulillah. We're covering 10 masjid, Allah shukr. We got 20 masjid, alhamdulillah. And save it as a recipient, with the intention, ya Allah, I contribute every month, water and lights, for upkeep of the masjid, is my masjid. Not the certain areas masjid. So much work we can do, the little means we have. And 5, 10 rand, we all can afford it. That's why ulama say, the way we can give it. Sometimes we give sadaqah also. Now how much to give? People ask, how much must give? People have different temperaments, so we advise sometimes. Give one person a good amount and make him happy. One is now going to make so many 5 rands. And give 50 people 5 rand, or 10 people 5 rand, 5 rand, 5 rand. Give one person 100 rand. Make him happy for the day. Alhamdulillah, I've got 100 rand for the day. Now the others that come after that, I'll give him a 2 rand, a 1 rand, 2 rand, 1 rand. But I gave somebody for the day, alhamdulillah. Good amount, I made him happy. He made dua for me. A kafir's dua also accepted. A kafir's dua is also accepted. When you say, God bless you, Allah give you barakat, the dua is accepted. So one is giving so many people, but here it comes to giving one person, give him a good amount, the rest of them come. If you want to give, comes in the heart, give it. So many avenues, my dear brothers, where we can cool the anger of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, instead of now these avenues, where the ummah is going right now, therefore make some fikr, some concern. These things are happening right now, sometime in the name of deen. We can advise them, send them a letter to the extent, on Barul Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi, 1997, when Hajj with Allah's fazl. That time the azans of Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarramah were very, very long. Almost 5 minutes to 7 minutes. And Mabar al-Haq sahab, his view was, azan should be straightforward and not very long. Azan is 5 to 7 minutes, you're only given 10 minutes. Mazan to Iqama. How we read sunnats? Hardly any time. See, the least we can do is write to the government at least. Qiyamah's day, Allah, we try to do something. Now recently also when it came to the adhan, etc., of Salat al-Jumu'ah, that in the Haramain they're giving it now before time. The Azan for Salatul Jumu'ah given before time. If I'm not mistaken, even our Hazrat and other ulama also, they said the least we can do is write to them. Tell them this is not correct. Instead of just seeing what we can do. Well, you can write something. We can send on email at least. So at least you got something on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, I tried. I did something. I commanded the good and I forbade the evil. So we see it in our families, my dear brothers. Some business friends are going into certain ventures like this, which are impermissible, haram, facilitating open sin and guna. We can advise them. We can tell them. If you go into a bad deal, we'll tell him, don't put your money here. This is a terrible deal. So we're facilitating now the whole ummah to come here and make open guna and sin. Allah's azab mustn't come down. Allah's azab mustn't come down with this music playing there also, football match. Sadr is open right now. Sharab, everybody is taking place and clapping hands. All happy about it. All are happy about it. And that person who increases the group of sinners will be part of it. Even though he's just to serve also. He's just there now, passing by and he's happy with it. Or even he's far away and happy with it, you get the equal amount of sin. So Allah Ta'ala save us. We have our weaknesses. One is our private sins that we are doing, we make tawbah istighfar. But anything that is happening, open. If we can do something about it. Just to conclude the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Man ra'a minkum munkaran falyughayyirhu biyadihi. The person who sees an evil act taking place, he should change it with his hands. Nabi of Allah is giving you counsel. Change it with your hands. Change it with your hands. Right now we've got a big da'wat, all the haggas connections are coming for meals. Now they put it all together, I can change the city. I can change it. Put the ladies one side, put the men one side. I'll buy one. I'll put something across, some parda across. Tell them, they say, don't become too heavy. The parda is very light. Doesn't cost me much also. But we all, sukoon itminan. Sukoon itminan, they can eat one side, we can eat one side. Or we'll eat before Isha, they can eat Isha time. So we are safe. Who to go in the kitchen and serve, put the mahrams only there. So change with your hand. And what means change with the hand? We put the hadith in the context of Rahmatul Lil Alameen in Madinatul Munawwara. Put a loving hand. Put a loving hand on the person. Explain to them that, oh my beloved mother, my father, oh my brother, oh my connection, my cousin. Let's change it a little bit. I'll be comfortable. You'll be comfortable also. Write him a note with your hand. Send him a WhatsApp message, whatever it may be. Then yes, if a person has authority, then he can use force. If you can't do that, then change it with his tongue. Advise the person. Advise the person. Send him a WhatsApp voice. Maybe I can't talk to him, he'll flare up. Oh, get somebody I know that has some influence on him. Let him talk to him. Let him explain to him. This is not correct. Send him the whole thing. Few hadith. Explain to him. This is not the correct thing. We're all going on holiday together and everybody's together. Moving together, no parda, no hijab. Breaking the command of Allah open. Explain to the person, don't do it like this. Do it separately. And at least when you go out, tell the ladies, put on a scarf at least. At least cover up a little bit for them. In the home, they can be open, no problem. You go out now, at least they'll cover up. You've got young daughters, cover their hands, cover their legs also. No man should look at them. It's my daughter. I should have some sensitivity within my heart. And if you can't do it with your tongue, then fabi qalbi, then with your heart. With his heart, what he should do? Nothing bad of it. The hadith sharif is atf. فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِلِسَانِ فَلْيُغَيِّرُهُ بِقَلْبِ. He should change it with his heart. What does it mean? Fikr and soch. Nightless he'll think, Ya Allah, give me some plan. Usually we translate is feel bad in the heart. Is that the correct translation? Correct translation is change it with your heart. And now you sit and you think, Ya Allah, what plan can I make? How can I change this? What can I do? How can I change the whole scenario right now? Who can I talk to? What? Give some sadqa at least. Allah open up on my heart something. Allah will guide him how to do it. And Allah will make a means of hidayat. And that when the Messenger of Allah says, just to think with your heart, you mind how to change, that is the lowest form of iman. Have we not even there also, my dear brother? We just turned a blind eye, I didn't see it. Carrying on. Playing music there, or they're doing haram there right now. I own the restaurant and I can see it. And is that my concern? It's just a client, I've got to serve the meals. But you can see it. First comes your iman, then comes your rozi. So Allah Ta'ala give us understanding with our families, with our businesses, extended family, how we can change it. Right now, bring them onto deen, step by step, Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. My dua.
quite late already.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم أنت خير الراحمين. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك، ويا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. أو كريم رحيم الله مسكين الله مسفقين الله. Oh my Kareem and Rahim Allah, given us Deen Islam, given us Ya Allah, your commandments and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, indeed we are very, very weak, O my Allah. We are the weakest part of the Ummah presently. Ya Allah, make our Iman strong, O my Allah. Give us the reality of life, O my Allah. Save us from deception of nafs and shaitan. O my Allah, give us the ability to obey you every second and every command of yours, O my Kareem and Rahim Allah. Give the Ummah taqwa, O my Allah. Give us hidayat, O my Allah. O my Allah, save the Ummah from open sins and gunas, O Kareem and Rahim Allah. Save us from your adab and your wrath and your anger. O Kareem Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, the winds of your Rida and your pleasure, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Give us Sufiq, O my Allah, become means of Hidayat, Ya Allah. Make us sabab of Hidayat, O my Allah. Because because of Hidayat, make us mafatihul al-khayr, maghaliqul al-shar. Make us keys to all goodness and make us locks for all the evil in the world. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, give Hidayat, O my Allah. Ya Allah, what is happening in the Ummah presently, give us pain for the Ummah, O my Allah. Ya Allah, guide the Ummah, have rahm upon the Ummah, have mercy upon the Ummah. Ya Allah, shelter the Ummah, protect the Ummah, feed the Ummah. Ya Allah, bring them upon Deen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, wherever they may be in the world. Ya Allah, give us to be to spend our health, our wealth, our time, our resources. These avenues that, Ya Allah, that will bring your pleasure, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Save us from those avenues that will incur your wrath and your anger, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma hu ahlu subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ameen.